the past. The river has always been here. Well, it's certainly been here for a long time anyway, and it will remain when we're all gone. It's gone about its business for years now. And what it is what remains of seas that used to cover large parts of Lancashire. Imagine that. When the Romans marched into Britain and set their standard here, they built fortresses next to the river and lovely big villas for the officers on its waters. In the Middle Ages, a large town started to grow by the Irwell, and people would travel up and down the river to trade their goods. When the factories and the mills started to come along, belching out their smoke and emptying their waste into the river, it became very dirty. The fish who lived there were killed. There was also a huge flood in 1866, with the water running into all the factories and houses next to the river. This is what someone who's called Louis Hayes remembers of that day. On the 17th of November, a great and disastrous flood occurred, which caused widespread and terrible damage to property, from the present racecourse at the cliff right away to the crescent, Salford. There extended a huge lake of turbid water, rushing irresistibly along, carrying in its course everything which it was capable of uprooting. In 1867, Salford Council appointed a river inspector who would travel up and down the river and make note of which of the firms and factories were polluting the most. And some of them were prosecuted and had to pay fines. People started to try and clean up the river and make it a little bit more than just a dumping ground. And really, from that point up until now, it's got cleaner and cleaner. The Irwell, that was so badly polluted by the waste from the mills and the factories, well, it now has some of the best stocks of fish, and otters and kingfishers and many other forms of wildlife. Present. I walk along the river every day, and so it's part of my daily routine. I start by coming off the Cromwell Bridge and down the path that's next to the casino, and then across and along the Irwell walkway. I can't really see the river at that point, but I know it's there on my left, and then it opens out once I get to the bridge and cross over, and that's often where I'll see the heron that lives there, left of the bridge. Seems to have got a nest or some kind of arrangement there. And a couple of swans sometimes. I think I really enjoy living next to a river because of the wildlife and the kind of sound of the water. But I think also I'm probably a little bit afraid of the river because obviously it can get very high and it can flood, and it did while I was living here. And therefore, there's lots of mixed feelings about it. I wonder how you feel about it, and whether you can see the really good things about having a river there and all the natural habitat and the way in which it just exists and carries on existing. Fairly eternal thing in lots of ways. So when I cross over the bridge, I then come down a small path, which is quite shady and covered in trees, with the river on my right-hand side, and I really can't see it at this point because there's so much coverage of the trees. And then I come out and I'm on Frederick Road, often very busy. It takes me a little while to cross. And then I cross over and I come down the path that's the new path that's on the right-hand side of the river, with all the trees and the willows and the kind of concreted area below me on my left. And this is a good bit, I think. It looks most of the time now in the summer really peaceful. There's often quite a lot of the Canada geese around here, and then the gulls, and you can see Manchester. You see the city, but then it's also quite peaceful. So I walk all the way down the river and then I turn right to go off to the university, and then I come back exactly the same way. So I see it every day and I'm always looking at what's there and what's new and what's different, and obviously just checking its levels and making sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing and not what it's not. I think it'll be really good once the wetland is open and we can all go and enjoy that little loop of the river, which I think is really beautiful. It'll be good if you go there too and enjoy that space, I think, because that's a space that's for everybody who lives in this area in Salford to enjoy, as well as being the way in which we're protected from the floods a bit more than we were. I think that feels like a good thing. I'm very happy about that. What about the future? Once I've stopped talking, you can take your headphones off, and the eye mask too. Then you can pick up the audio recorder and press the red button. Describe what you think the River Irwell will be like in the future.